St. Augustine Republican Senator John Thrasher's plan to split the FAMU-FSU College of Engineering steers $13 million to Florida State to start up its own engineering program. The dollars account for less than 1% of state spending, but it's become a major policy issue in the legislature that could ultimately be decided by Senate President Don Gates and House Speaker Will Weatherford. Weatherford says both schools have strong cases for and against a split, but he's lukewarm to the idea of the legislature doing it, saying he believes the state university governing board deserves a chance to weigh in.
Whether it's a conversation driven by the Board of Governors or the legislature, that FAMU is unharmed and that Florida State is unharmed, and that there's a way to do this that is amicable, a way that both universities can flourish, and a way that both universities can provide high-quality engineering degrees for their students.
The key word here is amicable, and that feeling was not around 2 years ago when state lawmakers approved the creation of a 12th public state university by spinning off the University of South Florida's polytechnic programs. Florida Polytechnic University recently hired its first president and is now accepting applications for its first class. Noted USF political scientist Susan McManus recalls the split created bitter feelings at the university.
More than that, there was a huge backlash in the Tampa Bay area that, it was, again, a waste of time and didn't make a lot of sense logically when, there was fights for money.
The debate on whether to divide the long-established FAMU-FSU College of Engineering is becoming increasingly bitter. In recent years, the partnership has been an unhappy union, with each side considering a divide at one time or another. This time around, it's Florida State that wants the divorce. The discussion on the dissolution is tinged with racial overtones rooted in both universities' histories, says Tallahassee activist Bill Lohman. He points to one of the most painful episodes in FAMU's 125-year history, when the legislature dissolved FAMU's law school in the 1960s and created one at Florida State at the same time.
There is a very loud silence when you try to get people to talk about why black institutions are not competitive.
Florida A&M University is one of the state's oldest institutions. It's also an historically black institution that for the past decade has struggled both academically and institutionally. Accreditation, probation, presidential turnover, and financial woes have plagued the school and tarnished its reputation. FAMU is still recovering from the more recent fallout of the hazing death of one of its famed Marching 100 band drum majors. Lohman says it's very much a part of the question of whether HBCUs are still viable.
Absolutely. I would say that FAMU, with all of the fabulous success that they have up to this point, has not even begun to explore half of what its potential is.
Others would say FAMU's best days are behind it. These are the touchy questions that have singed the debate around the FAMU-FSU College of Engineering. Perception, whether justified or not, is the reality for many people. And USF political scientist McManus says regardless of the intentions behind splitting the school, race will be a part of what the public sees. She says it's exactly the kind of issue that Governor Rick Scott, who is running for re-election this year, may not want to be saddled with.
In midterm elections, when minority vote is often lower than in a presidential election year, in a way, this is, giving the Democratic candidate a way to turn out a very key part of any Democratic candidate's base, which is the African-American vote.
Senate President Don Gates has remained largely silent on the FAMU College of Engineering division, but his chief budget negotiator, Stewart Republican Senator Joe Negron, has not, saying he'd like to steer even more money to help jumpstart a separate Florida State University engineering school. McManus says in order to avoid hurt feelings and bitterness, any decision to split the school has got to be mutual.
There has to be a feeling from both FAMU and FSU that they're both getting the best deal for their school, and that it's fair.
Neither FAMU nor FSU requested the divorce, but FSU officials have embraced the possibility, outlining ideas for new engineering programs in areas like aerospace and biomedical research. FAMU officials have put a $100 million price tag on the split, what it estimates it would need to continue operations at the engineering school's current off-campus location. If the deal goes through, FAMU supporters have threatened to file lawsuits using the Supreme Court's ruling in Brown versus Board of Education. FAMU would allege the division separating the schools is far from a picture of equality. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter.